Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Will Brandy and Carrie ever be friends again? Will Cameron successfully create a pink dog food? And will Deandra ever run the family business? All of this and more coming up on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like it. It's actually my first time hearing this song, Fifth Harmony.
Same.
Yeah. I like it. Fifth Harmony's really growing on me.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts.
It's growing on me. Like,
I chose this because Cameron delivered.
The pink?
Yeah.
Richie, are you wearing a pink shirt tonight? Oh my god,
a little bit of salmon, kind of like pink and orange kind of combined.
Is it bubblegum pink? I'm concerned.
No, I didn't wear that.
I do have that, but I didn't wear that tonight.
All right.
You know, there's a difference between Cameron pink and, you know, that,
exactly.
that kind of pink. Kind of looks like the dog food, which we'll be talking about soon. Welcome back, y'all, to Real Housewives of Dallas. We're talking about episode 11, Ladies Who Launch. Can y'all believe we have one more episode until the final finale?
I'm so next sad.
I'm legitimately sad.
It's crazy. Yes, and it's, again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard.
And I'm the Joy Behar tonight in this seat. And you guys can find me at all times, you know, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at @Athletic and join us live in the live chat.
And you guys can stalk me at Instagram at DJ Richie Sky. I'm sorry, I was watching the video. It's DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter. Follow, stalk, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff. Yes, we have a lot of good stuff to talk about on this episode. So let's go ahead and get right into it.
All right.
Yeah, so we start off with Cruz getting a tutor with his dyslexia. And it really shows that Stephanie's a great mother for taking on the role of, like, I'm here to help you. And I think that's great that the cameras were on in that aspect, you know, in that part of the show. You know, there's so much drama within this entire season. And then for them to kind of go back and, you know, we're here, they're moms too, you know,
dealing
with real life issues that a lot of other mothers can relate to.
I totally agree. I feel like this shows like a human aspect to them because I feel like I get so caught up in the drama of Housewives. I expect them to be like that at all times. Mm-hmm. And like, it shows you she's a human being, right? Like, they have problems, they have issues that they have to deal with on their everyday life.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I've noticed that in this season, Brandy's kids aren't really involved as much as they were last season. So it's kind of, you know, I feel like the tables have turned that, you know, Stephanie's kids have been shown more and getting to know more about them.
That's true, yeah.
And, you know, the dyslexia. And, I mean, it just also just shows awareness as well.
Yeah. It's interesting we see so little of Brandy's home life. Do you catch that? Like, we've seen her packing for the trips, but we don't see anything with her husband.
No more husband.
A little bit with the daughters in the kitchen, but, like, we don't really know what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Richie has something to say.
I don't want to say it because it's... I don't... Brandy's kids seem a little rowdy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're girls.
I don't know what that means.
Is
they
that
just
the
seem
age?
Rowdy. Like, she always seems like she is frazzled with the kids. Like, they are running over top of her.
Yes.
And I'm not... Notice I didn't say bad. I said rowdy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they seem like they're little Brandys.
When that girl...
I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
When that seven-year-old last week got in that mermaid thing and zipped it up and it was all over the floor, I can just imagine what my mother would be telling me being on the floor in a public place. Like, that wouldn't be, oh, look how cute, look how funny. That would be, like, grabbing by the back of my head.
Get up.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I have... an issue with that particular scene that I felt like took away from the sort of you know, touchy-feely moment was that she brought up Leanne. Like, she had to throw in a dig about Leanne while she was talking about her kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why? Yeah.
They love to do that on this show.
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah,
I totally agree. That's, like, the first thing I pointed out about this episode, because that's something that we were talking about last time. Like, Leanne sat here and said, oh, everybody else, or, like, Stephanie specifically will say, like, it's a joke. But, yeah, I mean, it was, like, totally unnecessary, and she just threw that in there. She laughed afterwards, but... how come Leanne gets shit for doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Right? That's very true. And speaking of Leanne, we had a great time with Leanne last week.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if you didn't catch that episode, rewind the tape. Oh
yeah, go back one tape, because that was a great interview with Leanne and a great after party
after show was amazing.
The after show.
Leanne has done a lot. She's done a lot of press. And she said a lot of some of the similar things she said here, but I will say she gave us a real authentic, genuine interview that, you know, she's not going around saying the same lines and answering the same questions the same way. Like, you know, if you've caught her on a few things, you'll love hearing what she has to say here, because it's an hour and 21 minutes of her just going off.
And we
let her go.
Right. But you know what? I think something that she said that was, like, really important that kind of sat with me throughout is that you can't script yourself for these shows, because the cameras are on you all the time, and it's so hard to just make up lines and recite them. It doesn't come off as genuine. And with her in the room, I think that's what I realized that I appreciate so much from her on the show, as opposed to other people like Carrie, which I feel like I've had struggles with her last season and this season. And I'm just like, just be yourself. Like, show us who you really are, because I just don't know, and I don't know what to believe. So... I don't know. I loved having her on.
Side note, not to overstep your great recap.
Honey.
I just want to say, there was a video on, did anyone catch this, of Carrie and Mark on BravoTV.com?
I saw it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, what was it
they
about?
Asked him about the rumors against his sexuality. He's like, well, I know what I am, and I like girls, and I like my wife. And it was a little odd. I don't want to know if anyone out there has caught that. No, it just seemed like he like had a moment where he's like, well, I know what I am, and I like girls, but it was like a moment. And I'm like, well, this is an odd way to put it. Okay. And I'm not in the business of any of this, because I think it's all really gross. No one wants to be done with a gay storyline than me. But I just thought it was an odd way of saying it. I want to know if anyone else picked up on that more than anything else. That's not to be salacious or gossipy. I just want to know if anyone else caught that and felt a little thrown off. So let me know if you watch in the comments or tweet me at It's Grant's Rants. I'm just curious to know if anyone caught that.
You know what's interesting is that I think that as viewers, we are all savvy enough to see beyond something that's inauthentic. And I think that because they come across that way, we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
watch
even,
the clip, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, with stuff like that, it's like everything that they do, it seems so not real.
Right. Yeah, exactly what Jesse said too. And I don't know, Watch What Happens Live right after the episode. Sunday night. Deandra was on Watch What Happens Live with Cameron, and Andy Cohen asked the girls what their thought process was regarding Mark's sexuality and, you know, what they really think. And Deandra really just kind of was like, well, it's up to them. It's what they want. And it was just a very vague answer. It's like, I don't really know, and I just hope they're happy. They look happy. And Andy kind of spiked back at her saying, like, well, that was very broad. That's like, you know, admitting to it or not? Because she was just kind of like bulleting, like going around the question. And it was just
she's in a tough spot, though, because she's been friends with Cameron
for a long time. Yes. Yeah.
So it's tough. But I feel like at the same time, you're being paid to be open and honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how I would respond if I was Deandra in that moment, because you're damned either way.
Yeah.
So somebody in the comments actually wrote this in response to you, I believe, Grant. Rosebud writes, why would anyone join Housewives if their husband was closeted?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find that video.
You know
see if we can play
it
during a news and gossip.
Join these shows and they don't realize that people can see through BS.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta really think twice before you sign up for this.
And I also feel like Mark is the kind of person who is definitely stirring the pot. You know, out of all the housewives' husbands, he is number one to be featured.
Because
Rich
ain't there.
On this show,
if you don't want that much of a spotlight on you, stay out.
You stay out.
Exactly. And I think that is, and I don't know if I'm right or not, but like we talked about not seeing Brandy's husband on the show, and I wonder if after last season he was like, I'm done, like, I don't need to be talked about anymore, I don't want to be on this, I don't have any part, so he's just not on it anymore. So yeah, I mean, why would you continue to stir up drama if you have secrets or whatever else?
But a housewife dad that was on this episode was Court. He was there with Cameron, and he seemed very supportive of her and her launch party for the dog food. And so, going back on track, Cameron and her mom, Karen, did a preview for the Sparkle Dog launch party. And
with lots of fur.
Fur on fur.
And Karen has no time. She's busy.
Can you believe it?
Don't ask. Sorry.
Mama Karen had no time to stay for the launch party of her daughter's dog food.
Yeah.
Let's just make that, you know, Mama D would be there, I feel. But
supervising.
Oh,
the whole thing, yes.
Mama D was probably not invited because she would be, you know, taking over the launch party, right? And so she goes, and then Deandra arrives, which is pretty cool, and this is when Cameron told Deandra that the original food product came back red, not bubblegum pink. And so Cameron wanted Deandra's opinion on, do we push the party back because the dog food's not ready? And that's when Deandra goes, no. You don't let the others know that there's problems with the product. That's
foreshadowing.
True. At all. Yeah. Foreshadow. Oh, yeah. Am I right?
Seriously.
You're right. Like, such foreshadow. I was like, okay, yeah.
No, but it's true, though. You don't want to show behind the curtain. You know, don't. You have to present yourself as professional as possible. Not only that, there's a production schedule you have to adhere to. Right.
Especially, yeah, Bravo's on you.
Blue,
Bravo's on you.
I kind of feel like that's like a theme with the Real Housewives. Right? Like, they launch these parties or fashion shows or whatever, and they don't have anything ready.
Right.
Like Real Housewives of Atlanta, when Sheree. Yeah, it was doing
the fashion show with no fashion.
With no fashion.
With no fashion.
It's so weird.
Yeah, the party must go on.
Yeah, the party went on.
Yeah.
It definitely went on.
Shout out to the booth here. I sent you all a video clip to the show's email address for our news and gossip segment of the video we referenced about Carrie Mark. So
okay.
We can have some fun with that later on. Once everything's set up, no rush, but just want to shout that out.
Yeah, and then
what's next?
So while Cameron and Deandra are doing that, Stephanie and Carrie go to dinner, and Carrie feels alone and hated because of the white party from the last episode. I mean, I would feel the same way if I was Carrie, because I feel like they ganged up on her. I mean, what do y'all think? I truly feel like Carrie got ganged up on that white party.
I feel like they did her a favor.
Oh.
Hmm.
I feel like this whole incident allowed us to see a lot more of Carrie's actual personality.
Which is run fleet when attacked?
Well, now I feel like she's having to take a stand for herself. Whereas before, she kind of was able to hide behind the scenes with everybody else's drama and, oh my God, I don't want to be in the middle, but I'm going to still be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's like front and center. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now I'm able to see some real like emotion or something more than what we've been getting before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Especially later with Brandy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the launch party. When you play the middle that long, you're bound to be called out about it, have to face the music at some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're episode 11. I mean, it's time.
It's definitely time.
What did you guys think of her telling Stephanie that she was spellbound by Brandy?
Yeah, the fact that Stephanie is two different people. You know, Stephanie and Brandy are two different people. I mean, I feel like in comparison to last season, Stephanie is more of her own person this season. In comparison to last season. Last season, they were just attached at the hip, always together. And the fact that this season started off with them not being friends really opened up, like, okay, Stephanie can survive by herself. But now that they're back together, they're kind of like more inseparable. But then again, there's Leanne in the middle that kind of keeps them at distance. But I know Richie's like over here with, you know, he has something to say. That's for sure.
I don't know. Like, you know, because she's been here in the studio twice at this point.
Stephanie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in person, I absolutely adore her. Mm-hmm. She's the sweetest person in the world. But I do feel like before her and Brandy sort of got back together, she was a little bit more maybe independent.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now that she's kind of with Brandy again, I feel like there's a little bit more mean girl behavior that she's exhibiting. Mm-hmm. So I can kind of see what Carrie was saying.
Yeah. I've been following some of the comments just on this season in general. And a lot of people have turned. They're Team Leanne, or they hate that they're Team Leanne, but they see the mean girl mentality.
Yeah.
And, you know, last season with the jumping in the pool and all the fun they had, Stephanie and Brandy, I think it's rubbing people the wrong way now.
Well, I agree, because I came on the show, and the first episode, I sat with you, and I was like, I don't like Leanne from last season, and I love Brandy. Like, Brandy and Stephanie.
Remember.
Yeah. Stephanie can do no wrong. And she came in the studio, and she's great. She is awesome. But I am disappointed in this season with her, because I do agree. Like, there's more mean girl behavior. And on top of that, with Deandra's addition to the show, she's showing us things that like didn't even dawn on me about Leanne. Like, she does get blamed for everything. She yeah. is the only one that has to own her shit. Nobody else has to. Everybody else can laugh it off like it's nothing, and she gets all of the anger, and everybody's acting like it's her fault. So now I feel like I am slowly starting to come mm-hmm. around, and I'm Team Leanne. And when she came in here last week too, I was like, yeah, like,
it locked you in.
She yeah. owns it. She definitely owns it.
But she does.
You know, the person that gets away with it the most, it's not even, it's Brandy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. She's the other one. She real quick with the comments.
Get away with.
Yeah. I don't know. Cameron's
it
on
was
her
a
lot.
Joke. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. She's,
and everybody
yeah.
else kind of has the comic back. Relief. Oh, it's just that's just yeah. Brandy. That's how, just how she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's free spirited. Right. You know, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. Yeah. But she yeah. always gets like away with right. everything she does.
Right. Why yep. can't Leanne? Why can't it just that's Leanne?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at it because yeah. I love it because it makes the show great. But still, it's like she, like somehow gets away with everything.
Well, and another thing that I'm kind of curious about, I'm shocked. So I feel like this part of the episode is really weird because they're showing the conversation between Carrie mm-hmm. and Stephanie, and then they're showing at the same time Leanne and Brandy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know what you guys think, but like if Stephanie and Brandy had to pick who to be friends with, I guess, I'm shocked that they are going on Carrie's side because the interaction between Leanne and Brandy seems so real. And yeah. I feel like they are really good friends. And now it's like...
Or could be.
And I feel like Carrie's manipulating Stephanie with the stuff that she's saying. Like, I think she's trying to pull her away from Brandy. I don't know, but I'm just shocked that...
To your point about looking at Leanne and Brandy and their interaction, if and when Brandy pulls away from Leanne, she's going to look really bad. Because they're, you know, she's bringing flowers over. And
yeah, that's exactly...
And fighting in each other. And yeah, it's going to be bad at the reunion for her. I hate to say it, but she better get ready to be called out.
And those were some big flowers. Yeah. Like, I love them. That is like, that was a little much, a little over the top.
There was
a couple
bird's
hundred dollars.
Nest in there. Yeah. Like, I'm not even kidding. It was
that
like,
was leftover from her hat from last year. <tea party. laughs>
That's very true. Yeah.
Where is that hat?
So yeah, Brandy and Leanne had, you know, we're talking about Carrie, obviously, and about the whole nanny situation. And on the other hand, Stephanie is on Carrie's side about the nanny comment. You know, Stephanie mm-hmm. thought that was a low blow. And now it's kind of like this two on, you know, Leanne's like, wow, Leanne and Brandy are on the same side, while now Stephanie's over there with Carrie. Like, was that a good idea to mention the nanny comment? Was that a low blow?
It's okay. All about loyalty.
Okay. Go ahead. My problem with this whole nanny situation is nobody's really addressing the core issue with the nanny situation. Bringing up the nanny situation is really an implication that you were messing with a married man while you were babysitting the kids. That is the implication. Let's just address that because everybody's dancing around it on the show.
Yeah.
It's been brought up. Brandy, you brought it up. So now let's, like, is that what really happened? That's what I want to know. Like, as a viewer, I'm like, did it happen?
Well, Carrie...
Nobody
said
anything.
Carrie said, no, at the very... Towards the end, Carrie's like, I took care of your kids in Memphis. Does it mean I'm effing you?
I'll get to that. Because I'm waiting on that one.
To me, it's all it's all about loyalty with these women. We talked about how Deandra answered the question on Watch What Happens Live recently. We're looking at how Stephanie is standing next to Carrie, and we're looking at how Brandy is cracking because it's all about what loyalty they have towards Carrie at this point.
Yeah.
And that's how you're seeing them react. It's interesting.
Yeah,
because really, even if I was mad at one of you for something that you did, I would never have brought that up because it was completely irrelevant.
It was completely irrelevant.
So it was like, that was so low. I mean, she had to literally crawl under the table to get that low. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't fit.
I mean, less of what she's alleging is as salacious as she says it is. But to me, I thought that was already out there. Yeah. I thought it was already there that... That was already speculation.
It was like so. Yeah, there were speculations.
Because there were speculations about the whole cheating being a homewrecker, but now it's new.
Now we have new story.
Like, oh, you were a nanny. You've been involved. Yeah. You knew.
I was wondering why her tagline all season was about secrets next to her Birkins. I'm like, what secrets? You're not talking about anything. Like, you're just sitting in the middle.
Skeletons in my closet.
I thought about that, too.
Now I know. Now I know it's an appropriate opening line for her.
Yeah.
True. All right. Well,
if this is true, I mean, so far what we're given, yes.
Yeah, and we can talk about that more once the party and Carrie and Brandy start talking. Yeah. And then now, going back to Deandra in the lab, she goes to the lab to sign off on the production sample with her coordinator, Amelia. She meets with Jackie, and they are going to
kick out of that woman.
I know, Jackie is so cute. She's like, this is going to be a great product. There's only one problem. You're missing the main ingredient.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, okay, now that understands where that foreshadow was coming from. Like, make sure everything's good.
I was trying to figure out, was she trying to blame Deandra for not ordering the L-22?
Yeah, whose fault is that?
Somebody didn't order the L-22 for the L-22.
Here's my theory. Jackie's smarter than she looks.
Yeah.
Because when, what's her face? Yeah. Deandra and Amelia went to pitch this product last week to Mama D. They said they developed it. Now, we saw in episode 2, I believe, them go into the lab and she introduced this product of the snow algae to them.
That's
so
right.
So I think she had the office bug and she said, I'm going to F this Deandra over.
Oh my God.
I only wish. I think it was more than meets the eye with Jackie. So I think that she said, all right, sure, you want to take credit for my product? Where is it?
Yeah.
Jackie's working with
me. I don't know.
I like to think there's more.
I like to think, this is an instance where this is a little produced. I think they're going to make it in the nick of time. They're going to have it. And for those who are, what Jackie said was that it will be in 4 weeks, but Deandra needs it in time for the launch in 2 weeks. So that's a 2-week gap. Will they get the L-22?
The Jeopardy is in.
I have a feeling it's going to happen. They're going to get it in the nick of time.
Otherwise,
miraculously.
Never run Ultimate Living.
True. And I thought it was interesting that Deandra was just really going in about the number 22. She loves that number 22.
That's my favorite number. 22. I can relate.
It is?
Yeah,
22?
Yeah. I heard what she was saying. That are that's not a whole number, but it's balanced and it's an even number. I like that.
Will it really make us look 22? Because, I mean, if that's the case, I'm getting some too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, D sold it. She was all over it. She said, I want to look 76.
Right? Yeah, Deandra, let us try some samples. We can give you some feedback, give you some Yelp reviews.
It is.
Send
up
it
for
on
purchase.
Over.
It's on her social media. If you're interested, you could look it up. It's available.
I'm curious. And it really goes to show, now that this is happening, it kind of sparks tension. Will Mama D be mad? Will Mama D trust her in the future? So it really comes down if they get this L-22 in the nick of time.
Mm.
So I have a feeling they'll talk about that in next episode for the finale. And now, going back to Cameron and the food color, the dog food color. It comes back red, and then so she's talking to her kids, which, oh my gosh, what's her daughter's name? Hilton?
Hilton.
Hilton, spirit animal, seriously. She's just looking at her mom like, your point is? Mom, get over it. Hilton seems more mature than Cameron. I am just saying.
I love the kids.
Her kids weren't even bothered by the fact that the dog food was the wrong color.
I love her kids.
Yes, right? I think they're great. And then so Court comes with a brand new box of the potential bubblegum pink dog food. So it's like, drum roll, is it actually pink? Is it actually not? I actually thought it was going to come back the wrong color.
Oh, really?
I thought that. But when they opened it, it was, I don't know. Y'all give me your thoughts. When they opened that box, it didn't look like the bubblegum pink that it was at the launch party. They opened it and it looked more like your color, salmon.
Yeah,
the shirt you're
salmon.
Wearing. I was like, wait, that was the color they wanted? And I was like, okay. But then at the launch party, wow, it is some very fine bubblegum pink. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, do you think they invested another $10,000?
Yeah, another
$10,000.
Yeah, is Court, the husband, Cameron's husband, invested $10,000 on this dog food. It came back a wrong color, so he invested an additional $10,000. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I just feel like if they're that rich, I mean, $10,000 is probably like, what, $20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give me some, can you give me $20, Cameron? That's what it really comes down to. Then.
Yes. Yeah.
Give me that $20.
I was listening to a show, and they were talking about this. Apparently, the reviews on Amazon for this Sparkle Dog are not very good.
Oh no.
Yeah. Apparently, people are upset.
Why?
I was about to say my pink dog poop up in here.
Maybe, but they also talked about about how it made like a dog sick or whatever. I don't know. I'm just paraphrasing what I heard. This is just word of mouth. I mean, you know, there's no facts or any of this. I mean, look it up. I actually should do that. Mm-hmm. I probably will. I'll probably go onto the Amazon and look it up. I'm
get
curious.
Get some reviews. Yeah, I want to see some reviews.
But I mean, it does benefit Susan G. Komen for the cure. I mean,
And
for that reason alone.
Yeah.
So. Hashtag ad.
Yes, reviews be damned.
But ultimately, Cameron makes history because she develops some pink dog food. So,
here.
What I really like this episode because it really does focus on Cameron, which a lot of episodes this season don't. A lot of episodes this season, it's like, who is Cameron? What does Cameron do? How is she relevant? And this episode is the main reason why she is here to make this dog food and all good. Cameron actually drives outside her zip code to Plano, Texas.
Way out to Plano.
And she made it known, like, wow, that was a drive. I feel like I'm in another area. Okay, homies. Like, it's not that crazy. I've made that drive from Dallas to Plano. It's not that crazy. I mean, it's not as bougie.
What is it? How long is
the drive?
Not, like, 25 minutes. Like, in reference, like, West Hollywood to Santa Monica.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I know. Oh, look at these reviews.
Yes.
I'm sorry that our engineer is pulling up the reviews.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. But the difference between Highland Park to Plano and West Hollywood to Santa Monica is that there are more miles in between.
Yeah.
But it's the same time frame. Here it's like, takes a while because, you know, less miles, but Texas is wide open spaces. So you're just able to zoom down and takes the exact same amount of time.
Damn, one of these people says their dog has been constipated for a few days.
Let's read some of these comments. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. One star on the Sparkle Dog.
Accidentally eight?
Okay. Got one. Okay. I mean, you want to read these? I can't even read them that far.
I can paraphrase. I don't know. The couch is stained. Someone's couch is stained from the dog food.
But, Yeah.
Perfect.
Do it. I'm serious.
It's like a Judge Judy case.
Jeez.
Oh, goodness.
Dang.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I really am. I enjoy Cameron.
Maybe
I wanted to add
a dash of L22. Change the whole situation around.
I'm telling you, Jackie, you're going to watch that Jackie.
That special ingredient.
That Jackie is up to something. I know it.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Thank you for pulling up the reviews.
Yes, awesome. I love that.
So we have Olga in the chat, and she's saying it's getting an average of 3.5 out of 5 stars with 70 reviews, and she said the interesting thing is they're all in either 1 or a 5 star.
That's like a lot of things. Yeah.
So
either you love it or you hate
it's hard to say. You guys will just have to try it yourselves.
That's the thing, that's like, what you mentioned.
Speaking of which, that's what they were doing on this episode. At the party, at the launch party, people were eating the dog food, and I felt like,
is this common? I've never seen another person eat the dog food.
I've seen somebody here eat a dog biscuit that they gave to their dog. Oh, but they said it was edible. But here's my thing.
Did you ask them if it was good?
Well, no, I didn't ask them if it was good. I was like, can you eat that? And she's like, oh, yeah.
What
they're
does
like,
it taste like?
I don't know. I would assume it tastes like dog food, right? But like, of all the food you can eat and waste your calories on, why would it be dog food?
Mm-hmm. And they're all hard biscuit type things, too, right? Aren't they all like,
could you imagine tasting that?
I'm going to have time to order some for next week.
Oh my god!
Oh, the Smuggler's Oil. Are we gonna have to sit here and eat that?
No, for a taste test.
Well, and then we'll give you the review.
Oh god! I'm not talking about what happens in the bathroom.
Watch what happens.
No, watch what happens.
Yeah, you can watch something else.
Yeah. Well, I feel like eating that dog food was more of like a Brandy mannerism than a Cameron, and that's actually what Cameron was talking about when she went to Plano. Is like she went to Plano to invite Brandy to her event, to the launch party, and she also told Brandy, you know, to not be, you know, not be herself technically. You know, she told her to be on her best behavior. Mm-hmm. And then I see them all eating dog food. I'm like, if that's a Brandy behavior mechanism, then it would be Cameron. But hey, Cameron was having fun, so she enjoyed it.
I liked all the Highland Park high society women in their pink dresses that showed up.
Uh-huh. She did not want Brandy ruining her reputation.
Oh, yeah.
She said that to her, and I was like,
the brand. Oh. The brand.
Oh, her brand. Yeah. Her brand. The Cameron Westcott brand.
What's that? I mean, I like her, but I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but her brand is this show. I mean, we like it or not. I mean, right? That's what we know her from. That's what made her a public figure.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I mean, the Westcott name, you know, got her. I feel like that name kind of helped her get onto the show. I don't mean no shade in that, but I truly feel like that was
probably
a wheels turning. Okay, Cameron Westcott, you got a private jet. Okay. And you have a project. Yeah. Like, your husband has money.
There you go.
Can they pop another $10,000 towards something else? Like, yeah, of course. Yeah. And so it's the night of the Sparkle Dog launch party. Brandy, Leanne, and Deandra drive together. And this is the first time we've seen we saw Deandra in a while because she was in Croatia for the white party. So Brandy and Leanne were giving Deandra a background story on what really happened at the white party and all of the drama that was of the white party. And they also fill her in the nanny secret. And this is in the car. And this is when you see Deandra being, well, I can relate because people thought I was the homewrecker with Jeremy. So you could just tell she felt for Carrie in that instance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I felt bad for her in a way because she was like, well, he was even married when I got with him. So, yeah, I feel bad in that sense. I think that's a good thing, too, that she said.
I just thought Deandra's dog was going to, like, attack Brandy. Like, I was just worried for her. Like,
that was great. Entering the car, Brandy's already in there with her dog, and then Deandra's two dogs just kind of, like, lunge.
Yeah.
And that's when Leanne made the comments, like, that's why I didn't bring my dogs. I love that. Do you think it was a good idea for them to bring their dogs? Everyone brought their dog.
I liked seeing Ralph, Heidi Dillon's dog.
I caught it, too. Oh, I caught it, too. I saw Heidi's dog, too.
Yeah, they cut to Ralph a couple times.
Yeah, it was the biggest
beautiful
dog.
Yeah, beautiful dog, of course. And I like seeing Heidi on the show. I wish that she could stir a little bit, but...
Yeah.
I love that one.
It seems like Stephanie originally forgot her dog / didn't originally want to bring her dog because Stephanie's assistant all of a sudden appears with Biscuit, her dog. Yeah. Where I'm like, wait, was this intentional? Like, did she forget Biscuit on purpose?
I think she wasn't going to bring him, and then she saw everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Also, I want my dog here.
Why does she have an assistant?
I love it.
I think they all do.
Yeah.
Can I have an assistant?
Tell me about it.
I think code for PA.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Production assistant.
Yeah. It's like, wait, Stephanie, where's your dog? She's like, oh, I thought it was optional. No, you need to go get your dog now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll get your assistant to go get it for you.
Yeah.
Totally. And then, oh my gosh. So speaking of dogs, Louis Vuitton Westcott.
Yes.
Louis Vuitton Westcott arrives as if he's Mariah frickin' Carey on pillows and sparklers and about 20 people. Like, my gosh.
I love it. If you're going to go that far, just keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, just go run with it.
That is an amazing example of anything worth doing is worth overdoing. And that is definition Cameron Westcott there.
Love that.
It's my shout out mom comment. That's a mom comment. That's what. Yeah. That's how I was raised. So hey, mama, shout out. Oh no,
brilliant words. I agree. Do it right or don't do it at all.
Yeah, anything but worth doing is worth overdoing.
There was Stephanie yet again commenting about how weird it was, but yet to her face.
Yep.
Oh my God, this event is so great.
I know. Right? Anytime anyone does anything a little off center, someone has to find it weird.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just weird to me. Yeah. Like my mom, shout out to my mom, who has a mannequin that she dresses in gowns, and the mannequin has her own clothes, and she's for all seasons and parties, she's out holding a tray or doing all different types of things. And people in the neighborhood will freaking Instagram that so they make fun of it and say such crap about it because they just don't. It's so weird. It's something off center. I mean, in theory, is it really that odd? I mean, to some it is. But it's just like some people just can't get their mind wrapped around it. It's like, I guess.
I love people that do eccentric things.
Not hurting anybody. Who cares?
Yeah, that's Cameron. I mean, I think all of them have done pretty eccentric things. Yeah, Cameron, the most. Well, Cameron's the most.
Yeah. And well, doesn't what's her face? Stephanie have those big samurais that she decorates?
Oh, in front of her house.
Bail and Oprah. Yeah.
True.
Anyway, sorry.
No, you're good. Back to the dog party. Deandra goes to the dog psychic because Gypsy, her dog, doesn't follow her around the house. So she wants to ask the dog psychic, why is Gypsy not following her around? And thought this was interesting.
I love this.
The dog psychic said that Gypsy does love Deandra, but didn't bond with her mom as a puppy. So that's why she's not as affectionate towards Deandra. Yeah. And then Deandra kind of twists it to her. I just love her comment in her interview. She's like, I know this is about Gypsy, but I can just relate so much.
I love
I'm just
this.
Like, wait, what? Deandra, how did she make it? But I mean, I get it at the same time.
I love it.
She put it back towards her, to her, that's how I feel about my mom. And then she gets all very, you know, she starts to cry and really open up to the dog psychic. As if, like, she's getting now therapy about her mom and Mama D, how they have a, you know, not much of a mother-daughter bond, but, like, a business relationship.
That's what happens when you work together.
Yeah.
I thought the soul season that they had those sit-down scenes in the office, that was a little put on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the big boss, and you're working for me. But the more she talks about her mother, the more I'm convinced that they really do only have a business relationship.
If you think about it, I mean, it seems like, you know, her mom started that business from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take it from that to, like, this multi-million-dollar or what, however large it is, entity, that takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if Deandra then started working for her, it's kind of, once you kind of work with someone, I don't care what kind of relationship it is, mother, daughter, father, son, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, your relationship does kind of get taken over by the business a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do business with anyone in my family. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
No, I personally don't like that. Yeah.
You don't mean for it to happen, but it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep business business and pleasure pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Unless and it's now making you a lot of money.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
And now instead of talking to Carrie, Leanne went to Mark to invite Mark and Carrie to their engagement party.
Yeah.
And this is when some gossip and tea and all the above is starting to go. You know, they kind of went at it. And I really liked this confrontation because you can tell it was authentic and that they were both jabbing at each other one-on-one. Like, there wasn't an instance where, oh, you said something really good, so Leanne stops talking. Or, you know, Mark kind of, like, you know, settles down. It's like, no, they both went at it. You know?
Yeah.
And like what he said first, like, so Rich really wants them there. It wasn't really Leanne's say. It was more like Rich really values their relationship. So that's why Leanne was, you know, put the bigger pants on and said, okay, we're going to invite them to the engagement party. And Leanne goes to Mark, doesn't even talk to Carrie. I think that was really interesting. She just, like, avoided Carrie, saw Mark, went to him, and invites them, thinking this will be, oh, this is nice. But then Mark kind of, like, makes the first jab about, well, I hear you're calling my wife a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when, you know, she rebuttals. And so, like, how'd it go? He said you're being a liar. And then this is when Leanne said, well, a liar about soliciting men for favors. And then that's when Leanne was like, well, I hear your wife is telling everyone else that my husband has a small pee-pee. And it's like, oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Yep. So and then it goes back to Mark that he, what did she, oh, calling his doc, his office at Chop Shop.
Yeah.
And then she goes back saying, like, oh, well, then you said my doctor's a vagina doctor. It's like, whoa. It just, I think it was the perfect kind of tennis court. Like, oh, you have a point. But then ultimately, it comes down to, well, do you respect me?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I do. And then she said that, I was like, girl!
I was like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. Now, that was the only lie of this entire conversation I felt was when Leanne said, yeah, I respect you.
I feel like she had to say that at that point in order to like even get him to
agree to come.
Yeah.
And did he actually agree at the same time? I don't even think he said
I don't
okay.
Think they RSVP'd. Yeah, I don't remember them saying, all right, we'll be there. I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. I thought at some of this, I thought Carrie should have been there because a lot of it had to deal with Carrie. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, I'm glad that she had her moment with Mark. I think they should have threw Carrie in the mix because she needed to talk with Mark. And I think it was a good thing. But I think that Carrie should have. She's the housewife, so you know. Well, that's the thing with these house husbands. When do they cross the line? It's the real housewives, you know.
I think if she had been there, it would have been a little bit of a tag team against Leanne.
But I think Leanne still could have handled
herself. I'm with
you. But the thing that I found interesting was that you know Leanne still had to be the bigger person and approach him, whereas I don't think Carrie would ever have a direct conversation with Rich for the things that she said.
I feel that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that was a huge thing for her to have to really kind of humble herself to actually go up
to him,
own everything, apologize, and then still invite him someplace that she really didn't want him to be at. Whereas, we would probably never see Carrie do that with Rich.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Good point.
That is a good point.
And I also feel that Mark did a really good job. I have to give kudos to Mark for standing up for himself. You know, when Mark did start that kind of ping pong back and forth. He did start, but hey, I hear you calling my wife a liar. And then that's when the ripple effect started. But I feel like that conversation between Carrie and Leanne at the white party, like, she doesn't stand up for herself. I feel like Carrie does not stand up for herself, but Mark will. Mark will stand up for him and his wife, which I respect. That's very admirable for your husband to be sticking up for you.
Yeah.
Totally.
I get that.
And I've just never seen that kind of I thought that fight was probably one of the best fights this entire season because they both made valid statements and they both stood up their ground and that was it. I mean, the confrontations between Carrie and Leanne, it's like, Leanne's always the winner, I feel, in that. Like, or Carrie will run away. The amount of times Carrie runs away, I knew for a fact Mark wasn't going to run away from that conversation.
Well, I will say it was a very classic housewives moment between two housewives.
There you go. Well said. Next.
Hey, as Peggy would say, next.
Next. I mean, I swear, Mark is an honorary housewife in this.
You know, he had his moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he definitely should have an opportunity to be able to stand up for himself on this show.
Yep.
With that comment, absolutely.
Yeah, with that. But I just think that, you know,
it's hard for me to...
I'm sick of the house husbands.
It's hard for me to root for him in that situation because I know if the shoe was on the other foot, it never would have happened. You know, with Carrie and Rich, she never would have had the balls to just walk up to him and just say, you know, I said this, I'm sorry. You know, that would have been nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who wins that one. I mean, like, I don't know.
It's hard to
I'm
say
biased, like, and I don't really... One of those two I don't really enjoy, so...
I think it was a stalemate for me.
Okay.
I feel like they just kind of both clashed, and I don't feel like he got overly aggressive or anything like that. I do feel like he stood his ground, but I do feel like he's probably been dying for a moment, and he got it.
Yeah. He definitely got it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And speaking of getting it... Just kidding. They're not getting it. But Brandy and Carrie. Brandy and Carrie, I guess we're getting it. They were getting at it. They were talking. I thought their conversation was needed.
I was pissed, though, that Carrie was like, go get her and send her over here. That's to your point, Richie. That
yeah.
She's not going to even... She wouldn't even initiate the conversation that she has to have.
Yeah.
She wanted Stephanie to bring her over to her. Like, who the hell are you?
Stephanie was the one that encouraged Carrie to go talk to Brandy.
Right.
And that's when, mm-hmm. Carrie was like, tell her to come over here.
Yeah, and then they got up and they walked around the party and they ended up right back at the bar that she started at. I watched this whole thing, and there's a shout out to this waitress. I don't know if y'all caught this waitress.
I didn't. I read your review and I started to go back and watch it, but I didn't get it.
There was a waitress who was giving the Court Westcott eye roll. Like, all the women were walking, so it was like Cameron, and then it was Carrie and Brandy, and they were walking up and around, only to go the other way, back to the bar. And this, like, cut off this waitress with all these cups, this big tray. And so the waitress was just like, you could tell this waitress was on like the eighth hour of this ridiculous party and was like, I need to get overtime or I'm out. Like, I love the look on her face. I was almost going to post it, but I don't want that poor woman. She probably wants the night to be over behind her.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it was a conversation that they needed to have. So, what was y'all's, you know, perspective on their conversation versus Leanne and Mark?
Oh, what was said? I gotta look up. Go ahead. I forgot.
You think?
Okay, so I feel like, in my opinion, I got to see a little bit more of Carrie standing up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of deflecting a little bit, but I felt like I got some emotion out of her. I got a little bit of fire that I was hoping I would see sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I did get that from her tonight. And for her to kind of stand up to Brandy, who is not probably the easiest person to stand up to, because Brandy can get loud.
Totally.
You know? Mm-hmm. So totally. I felt like for her to raise the decibel level and to kind of actually overtalk Brandy, I felt like that was kind of a win for her, because she did make her point. She got it across, and ultimately, you know, Brandy apologized. However, she did skate around the issue. Listen, here's my thing. If there was an affair, if there was something tawdry, I don't care. I'm not going to judge, but I want to know. Because, like, if I'm thinking about, like, with Margaret on Jersey, she readily says, I left my husband for the contractor.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If get in front of the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's my statement. Get in front of it. Just say, listen, this is what happened. You know, I was the nanny. Yes, they split up or whatever happened, and we fell in love, and that was that.
Yeah, you can just say they're having trouble in their marriage.
You close the book on it yourself versus skating around it every single, and everybody else does it too. When they realize they've hit a nerve with her, then they backtrack a little bit because they don't want to like get too deep into the story, which leads me to believe that there's way more there.
Yeah.
So just get in front of it, say what it is, and everybody will be done with it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right? No.
Yeah, she was just really trying to do damage control and defuse the situation. Like, yes, I watched the kids, and, you know, I watched your kids in Memphis, and, you know, I took care of the kids, and I babysat a lot of plastic surgeons' kids. Okay, all right.
You're talking about the one you married, not those other people. Exactly. That is the point.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's. I can understand why Leanne gets frustrated, because they're not direct, you know?
Exactly.
They're just not direct with it. You're right. She should get ahead of it and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Here's what really happened. I'm going on the record. That way, all the speculation go away. Here's what really happened, so everyone can stop making a big deal about it. So, you know what? It wasn't my finest hour, but hey, they were having marital problems. It takes two to tango.
And we're happy.
We're married now, and that's ancient history. Bye, bye, bye.
Close the book.
Yeah. And then we have people in the live chat commenting on this as well. So Mike Bowman says, all I see from lies... All I see was lies from Carrie and over talking. And then Olga chimes in and she agrees, and she says, she asks Brandy why she said what she did, and then wouldn't shut up long enough for Brandy to actually answer.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said. Which, I guess we will see.
Yeah.
Or won't.
Yeah,
I
think I don't think we'll ever get a resolution to this. This piece of information, which is
unless
sad
season
to me.
3 happens, which I'm full force hoping for.
I think we might, though.
Andy to
I think
ask
we,
that
I was gonna say at the reunion, I think
I
we may.
I really hope he goes there because
yeah,
me too.
It's a valid question.
Yeah, I think he will. I don't whether we'll get the correct answer, that's another question, but I think that,
because
they have to ask.
Last season, when it came up, she had a huge hysterical crying with no tears fit and stormed off the stage, if you remember. And
that
so there was
Carrie.
Never any clarification on what really happened.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie has a reoccurring effect of storming off.
Yeah.
Last reunion, white party.
Yep.
Didn't she do that the Honest Tea, too?
mean,
yes. She's one of two walk-ons.
Three times I can, off the top of my head.
Good point.
But yeah. All right, which is pretty gossipy if you ask me. So let's get in some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we teased it earlier, this video. I just want to know what people's thoughts are. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I just want to know what people think of this question. This is over on BravoTV.com. Carrie Duber and Mark Duber.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what they have to say when asked about the rumors about the roundup.
Yeehaw.
That freaking roundup's getting more damn press on this
show. I know, seriously.
One way to deal with it is you have to laugh about it because it's ridiculous. I know what I am, but at the same time, I'm into girls. I'm only into girls. I'm really only into this girl. It's sad that people throw this around to try to hurt people because, there are people out there who are in the closet or are worried about coming out, and they're struggling every day. And here is someone who says she's a friend of the LGBT community, and she's kind of throwing it around like, look at this guy over here, and laughing about it. There are people who are really struggling with these kind of issues, and they have a hard time. They don't have the same equality that they deserve, that everyone deserves. And it's a really tragic thing.
Tamara and I have talked about it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and Tamara's, it's hard, it's just... It's hard for any rumor to be spread about you, and it's hard to hear anything, and especially when you know that it's just been made up just to hurt you. I just don't think that, it should be thrown around that way. I think it's just ignorant.
Mm-hmm. He makes up a very valid statement that it is hard. It is hard to come out, of course, and like people, I totally get that. And also, there's a big difference between California and Texas in the matter of coming out, the conservative versus liberal, hands down. I am from Texas, and so I do know a lot of people that have either waited or are still currently waiting behind the closet. And I just hear it's like, you're West Hollywood, you see it all. Everyone really accepts themselves with the pride and all. But there it's I don't know where you're from, and that made me spark it, like, is that maybe him? I don't know, but it's very different compared to Texas and California culture.
And when Leanne was here last time, when we were off air, she was talking about this, mm-hmm. and she was saying, I'm not meaning this as an insult.
No.
Like, it's not an insult.
No.
I'm just stating what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's important, because it's not. Like, just be who you are.
Well, I think that two things. Once you're on television, you get some celebrity status. Once mm-hmm. someone labels you as gay, you know if you made it. There's that.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, like, okay. Everybody talks about somebody who's a celebrity being gay at some point in time. That's true, about you. You know you made it. If you know that you're not, don't add fuel to the fire. Which goes back to my next statement, is because I don't think it's just a random thing that people are saying this about him. He gave a lot of people ample ammunition first season. Uh-huh. With just some of the things
the
that he said and did. And
yes.
So it just kind of lent itself to that's a little interesting. But if he's married, he says he's married, that's it, we'll believe it. So now all of these things continue to, pop up. That's why I think people kind of speculate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
He gives a little bit of room for speculation.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely
I'm not saying
does.
It's fair.
Right.
Yeah. I'm saying that that's the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I really, in my life, believe in fluidity and all of that. So I don't know, maybe he doesn't feel the need to have to label himself with anything. This is if this man is a straight man, then I feel bad for the scrutiny he's received, But, I mean, everyone, like he said, I know what I am. And, I can kind of understand what he's saying about this is, it is what it is. And
right.
he's not going to go out any further than that. He's married. He has, for the second time that we know of, he's got kids. I mean, just let the man live.
You know what? I would never address it.
Yeah.
Never address.
I mean, I feel like she brought up Tamara and Eddie, and I feel like Eddie handled it.
Yes.
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of joked about it, laughed it off, and moved on. I feel like with this, it's a continuing sort of like, it's almost like a tour, and he has to go and prove it, In that video, it was so awkward with him responding to it. It's just like, laugh it off.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Right? Going into the community and all that. And then again, once again, passive aggressively turning it on to Leanne is a little tiring. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't believe that Eddie on Real Housewives of Orange County is gay because of the response that we've gotten from him. And I don't believe, I don't know what to believe with this guy. I don't know, but I think that, you know, there's a scale. You know what I mean? And maybe, you know, there's someone falls somewhere on the scale.
But look at Joe Gorga. Joe Gorga can act like flirt with the makeup artist and laugh about it, and nobody thinks anything of it because we just know that he's just that guy who's just comfortable with himself. Right. You know what I'm saying? I just wish Mark were a little bit more
comfortable with himself. With himself. And I feel like he's not, because I mean, he gets jealous over his own daughter with the attention for Carrie. That's true. I think that's exactly what it is. I think you really pinned it. Is that this is the confidence.
Yeah.
He's not confident. Like, if you're to ask me, you know, that kind of question, it's just like, I'm going to give you a confident answer of what I am and what I am not. He's just kind of like, and did you see his body language? He reflected and kind of looked at Carrie like, I am what I am. You know, I like girls, and you know, it's just kind of, I read into it a little bit more.
I really honestly like feel so gross to what someone's private life. Like, I really don't like talking about sexuality and stuff like that with people. I like questioning. I don't know. I just feel gross about it. You know, I respect what he says, and you have to accept that. That's that man's response, and that's it. I just feel gross talking about it. I feel like it's something I'm very sensitive to in my own life. I don't really, you know.
You don't like to talk about sexual chocolate?
No.
Well, I mean, I feel like we're only talking about it because he's talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
hey,
he's giving us dialogue. He's giving us stuff to work with.
And this is why I wanted to show the video. I was just, I had a certain reaction, as probably you did listening, and as we did at the table. I just wanted to know what other people thought of that video, because it just struck a chord with me. It was a little odd.
Don't talk about it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we have one more episode of the season finale next week, so make sure y'all tune in, and where can all of our viewers find y'all?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
You guys can find me all over social media at Athletic.
And thank you for supporting me on realityt.com. You guys can find my blog. This one I called The Nanny and the Confessor. That's why I called this one. And as always, please check me out. New episodes are coming on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast.
That's right. Next week is going to be the finale, so make sure y'all tune in. It's going to be very, very good. Again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on social media at @Rach_Robillard. See y'all next week.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.